Strikes on Iran, Ahamas weapons pledge, and the verification void. Two pieces of Middle East news arrived almost simultaneously on Thursday, their contrast impossible to ignore. The international mediation body known as the Board of Peace, which emerged from the Doha-Cairo framework formalized in late 2025, reported that Hamas had agreed in principle to surrender its weapons, a concession that its political bureau chief called historic. Simultaneously, Israeli jets struck the Khandab heavy water complex and a yellowcake uranium processing plant inside Iran. Iran's nuclear chief swiftly announced that IAEA inspectors would be blocked from the bombed sites. The Hamas weapons pledge carries a significant caveat. Agreeing to surrender weapons and actually doing so are separated by an enormous logistical and political gulf. Hamas has decentralized its arms caches significantly over the past 2 years, meaning there is no single armory to hand over. Even if political will is genuine, any real disarmament process would require years and a monitoring presence that every party to the conflict would dispute. The Board of Peace has credibility as a mediating structure but no enforcement mechanism. The real signal to watch, analysts say, is whether Qatar and Egypt, the practical brokers, are prepared to stake their own diplomatic reputations on guaranteed compliance. The Israeli strikes on Khandab, previously known as the Arak reactor and a central element of the 2015 JCPOA because heavy water reactors efficiently produce plutonium, signal that Israeli intelligence believes the facility has been reconstituted in some meaningful way. The parallel strike on a yellowcake processing plant which produces uranium oxide concentrate used as feedstock for enrichment suggests an intent to set back Iran's entire fuel cycle rather than destroy a finished weapon. Iran's decision to block IAEA access to the bomb sites immediately worsened an already degraded monitoring situation. Inspectors have operated under severely constrained access to Iranian facilities since 2021. The Trump administration declared mission accomplished in Iran, framing the military phase as over and signaling a pivot to economic pressure. That framing carries substantial risk. Any retaliatory strike by Iran or its proxies would transform the declaration into an immediate liability. The administration's deterrence bet rests on whether Iranian leadership can make a rational cost-benefit calculation under what analysts describe as genuine internal pressure. Strategically, the two stories interact in a way worth watching. If Hamas's weapons surrender advances, even partially or symbolically, Iran loses one of its primary justifications for the proxy deterrent network it has maintained for decades.